We have a small winery, so we process about 12 tonne. So our power requirements aren't as big as, say, a big 1,000 tonne winery. So we have a 33 kilowatt solar system, and from that we can easily run the winery and our house, which is hooked up, to a point we produce probably 20% of that power is used to run, and 80% of the power we put back on the grid and make money. So during the day, seeing we have so much extra power, we bought a 40 kilowatt Nissan Leaf car with a 40 kilowatt battery. We charge that battery during the day, and then in the very near future we'll have a V2G converter, which is an interface which we can use the power from the car to run the house and the winery at night time. So instead of having three Tesla wall batteries, which would be the equivalent of 40 kilowatts, we've purchased a 40 kilowatt car, and it's our house battery, but it's on wheels and we can drive it.
So your car is essentially your battery.
Our car will be used for the energy source for our house at night time, and during the day when there's lots of sunshine, repower the car. So our business will be completely zero emissions in very, very soon.
Why was that something, or why is that something that is important to you?
Well, firstly, the CO2, you know, things are getting warmer, things are getting hotter. And then secondly, is the cost. Power's going up, water's going up, petrol's going up every single year. We now have a car and we don't pay money for the fuel. And 90% of the time, your car, your vehicle that you drive, sits idle. So why not utilise your car as your energy source for, while it's sitting there at night time, most people's cars are sitting there doing nothing, we're going to be using ours as our battery storage. Because a lot of folks out there don't realise many of the electric cars that will come into the country over the next few years will have, it's called V2G, vehicle to grid capabilities, where we can take the power out of the car. And a lot of folks, a lot of listeners out there, don't realise that these electric cars have these capabilities. So from now on, when you just buy a car, it's just not for transportation. It's going to be your energy source.
So the car has cost $50,000. How long until you sort of make that back?
If I brought an ICE, which is an internal combustion car, I'm not going to get anything back. All you're going to be doing is paying for fuel and paying for services for the next, say, 10 years. I've worked out we will save $2,500 in fuel a year, and we'll save $2,000 in power for the year. So $4,500 per year we will save. So you could look at that over the next 10 years, we'll save $4,500 per year instead of actually probably paying close to that out for an ICE car.
Do you know many people in Australia that are doing this, that are buying an electric car and using that to power their house and to power their business?
Sadly, at the moment, this technology has been very slow to come into Australia. They've been using it in Japan for over 4 years. They've been using it in California for over 2 years. In the UK, in July, 1,000 of these V2G converters were installed by OVO Energy as a big trial. Yeah.
What are you sort of running here in the winery that needs power, and how does that sort of fit with, the power capacity of using the car to source that power?
With having a winery, having solar works really well, because vintage is normally mid-February till mid-April, and it's warm, sun's shining, and you need a lot of chilling facilities. Yeah, you need to keep the winery and all the barrels. You need to keep the barrel storage and all your wines and bottle cool over the summer months, and that's when you have sunshine. In the wintertime, it's cold in Greenock, around 12 degrees, so you don't need the air conditioning on. And it's normally cloudy and wet. So our kind of business really benefits with having solar. So many wineries in the Barossa Valley or throughout South Australia all have solar. But if those businesses also integrated and had their fleet of small cars, because a big thing with buying electric cars has always been they're afraid they can't drive very far. The electric cars now can drive, can go 270 kilometres in distance. So most of the wine regions here, McLaren Vale, Adelaide Hills, Barossa Valley, are all within 100 kilometres of the CBD.
The state government recently has made this intention clear that they've got a really high renewable energy target that they're going after, and they've said that key to reaching this target is around electric vehicles. Given they've made that intent clear, do you think there should be some subsidies or support in place to see things like what you're doing at your winery right across the state?
Well, without question. I mean, at the moment, the state government, if I installed a Tesla wall battery or a Sonus wall battery into my house, I'd get a $5,000 rebate. And that battery is about 12 kilowatts in size. If I'm going to use and buy a 40 kilowatt car, and then I'm not, you know, an incentive, and a small incentive would, I think, would be huge to help with the uptake of electric cars and batteries used in this system would be very beneficial, because the uptake of electric cars in Australia has been very, very slow. The electric cars that are coming won't be just your transport. They're going to be your energy system too. In the future, I can see electric cars, when you drive to the supermarket and you go shopping for an hour, every shopping precinct, every big shopping centre will be a power base. You'll plug your car in and you can sell power back to the grid while you're shopping. Or maybe your electric car is low in capacity, you might buy power. And then you get back into your car, you've made $4 or $5 while you've been shopping, and then you drive your car back to your solar system and plug it back in and recharge it. I mean, this system, you think it's the Jetsons, honestly, you know, space cars flying around. But it's now, this technology, it is here. And a lot of people don't know about it, and once people know about it, they'll latch onto it.